Virginia Gregg, James Edwards, and Ivan Dixon in The Witness. And here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young.
In the normal course of most any day, every one of us is a witness to matters of life and death. The way we involve ourselves in these vital matters makes our own lives worthwhile or meaningless. What happens when two young people of different racial and cultural backgrounds are attracted to each other? This question is brought to focus most sharply on our college and university campuses today, where the finest young men and women meet, study, and work together in close association.
What would you like?
Two coffees. I'm expecting someone.
Well, this is the first time I've seen you alone in months. Where's the prince?
Hello, Helen. Oh, now, we're not together all the time.
Well, according to rumors, maybe that soon will be remedied, right?
What?
Oh, rumors, just rumors. Tell me the truth, though. Is Adula really the son of an African king?
No. The son of a chief. The chief of a small, poor, but proud African tribe that dates back to the time of King Tutter thereabouts. And just to set the record straight, rumor that around, will you?
Well, I don't care what anyone says. I think you make a beautiful couple.
We're not a couple. We're just friends, in case your passion for facts hasn't faded.
Of course. Oh, here he comes. Oh, he's beautiful. 6'3" of royalty. Really, Bess, I don't blame you a bit. Goodbye.
I'm very sorry to be late. Beverly, is something wrong? You look angry.
No, it's nothing, Adula, really.
Oh, good. Now, there's something I want to talk to you about. But first, I have something to show you. Look.
Oh, Adula, it's beautiful. So that's the royal ring, 700 years old. Let me see it closely.
Of course.
Hi, roommate. Hello, Prince. Oh, don't get up. I'm looking for someone. Oh, there she is over there. Hi, Helen.
Oh, hi, Sandy. Did you see what the prince just gave Beverly?
It was a ring.
Oh, look at him. He sure looks serious.
Keep telling me what they're doing.
Well, she's smiling.
Oh, Sandra, she's nodding her head. Do you think I'm sure of it?
You're back. Throw me a towel, will you?
Oh, Sandra, why do you always forget your towel? Here you are, catch.
I've been wanting to ask you, what was happening between you and the prince at that table today?
We were talking. Oh, yes, we were also drinking coffee.
But that ring and all that serious head-to-head discussion?
All right, Sandra, if you want a blow-by-blow description, the ring is his royal signet, 700 years old, and he would hardly let me touch it, and we talked about soybeans.
Soybeans?
They happen to be very important to the economy of Adula's country. He's heard of an American non-profit foundation that sends agricultural technicians and equipment to underdeveloped nations, and he wanted my opinion of it. Shall I go on?
You don't have to be so touchy. I don't think you could land him anyway. Excuse me.
Now play something by Gershwin.
I never heard of him. But I have heard something from the birds. Rumors that I can't believe.
Then don't believe them.
But people keep asking me, even faculty members, if you and Beverly are in love.
And what do you say to that?
Well, you know what I say. Adula is a chief's son, and it is unthinkable. The idea is absurd that you should want to love a white girl when there are so many beautiful girls at home.
Darumba, do you know what is wrong with you? Your prejudice. Petty, childish gossip. Chattering birds.
There is one way to remove birds from a field of duragrain.
How?
Remove the grain.
And let them know that I'd stoop to notice them? I, Adula, should let a few foolish girls and curious teachers tell me with whom I can be friends? Oh, Darumba, surely you wouldn't want the chief's son to be so humiliated. Hello. May I speak to Miss Beverly Scott, please?
Adula, I'd love it. 8:00? I'll be ready. Goodbye.
What was that all about?
That was Adula. So you thought I couldn't land him. He's taking me dancing tonight.
Hello? Okay, operator. Hello, Mrs. Scott? This is Sandra, your daughter's roommate. Sorry to call you long distance with trouble, but... Well, there's something happening here I think you ought to know about.
You're a wonderful dancer, Adula. Is there anything you can't do?
Yes. For one thing, I can't stop feeling sorry that I brought you here. Do the people staring at us make you uncomfortable?
You're very perceptive. People are so...
Oh, it was rash of me to suggest. Hey, here, let's go out into the balcony. We'll relieve them of our presence.
Peaceful it is out here, away from their eyes. Adula?
Yes?
I don't think it was rash of you to ask me.
It was a decision made in a moment of injured pride. Do you wish to leave?
You're still so formal with me. After all this time, can't you speak easily, Adula? Or are you just shy?
In my country, to speak formally to a woman is to show her respect.
And in America, a woman is permitted to say things that may be forbidden women in Africa, so I'm going to go according to our customs.
What do you want to say?
Adula, I'm in love with you.
It was stupid, Adula. You acted like a spoiled child, and now look what you've done.
I know, Durumba. It was my fault, my stupid pride. It was the idea of people laughing at me and gossiping at me behind my back. People trying to tell me what to do.
Fine, now you admit it, but the damage is already done.
What can I say to her? How can I tell her? She thinks I am silent about loving her because I am shy. Or because I'm afraid of forcing my attentions upon her.
You forcing yourself on her? Oh, these American women.
Hello? Oh, yes, operator, she's here. Just a moment. Bev, long distance for you.
Oh.
Excuse me, I have to go out for a few minutes.
But you hurry.
Hello, Mother?
Well, this is a surprise.
You heard what? Now, how did you hear that in Central City? Wouldn't you like to hear his qualifications? Well, you're going to hear them whether you want to or not. Family background. He comes from a family 700 years old. Social position. He's the son of a king. Future, unlimited. And he's 6'3" in his stocking feet. And something else, Mother. I won't stop seeing him. And if you don't stop pushing me, I'll strike a blow for freedom that'll be heard from Central City to the Sudan. And that, Mother, is in Africa.
That's pretty good for the son of a chief. You play that like you mean it.
Now, I've got to do something about Beverly. The drums, they help me think. The rumba, help me. Please, I need your help.
Well, thank you, Adula, for asking me.
How can I find a way to be fond of her and share working with her and talking to her without seeming to be in love with her?
Huh? And how can you tell her that you do not love her without driving her away? What you need is an understanding.
Hello?
Adula, I must see you.
But, Beverly, it's so late. Well, it's nearly midnight.
Please, I must. Meet me at the fountain in front of the library. Please.
Beverly, you're crying. What's wrong?
Adula, I love you. Do you hear me? I love you.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you... Tarumba, I don't understand. Where's Adula?
He sent me as his representative. You see, in our tribe, we have certain customs that must be followed in regard to love and marriage.
What is the custom, Tarumba?
The relationships between a man and a woman, especially a man of royal blood, are arranged by a third party, a person acceptable to both parties. Will you permit me to be that person?
Well, I guess so. Please tell me.
Then I will be absolutely candid. First, I don't believe you love Adula, as you say. I believe you are acting under great stress. I think you are trying to prove something to yourself and to others, that you are not prejudiced against one of another race. And I think that proof is now so important to you that you are acting rashly.
I've heard enough.
But I'm not finished. It was pride that caused Adula to ask you to the dance. And because he felt people were trying to dictate to him. Adula has asked me to extend his apologies.
Tarumba, that he loved me.
What sign did he give you? When did he tell you?
Oh, Tarumba, it was pride. It was prejudice, too. Feeling that a man of your race... I took so much for granted. I thought he couldn't help but want me. I'm so ashamed. Please tell him for me, will you?
Well, why not tell him yourself? Now that it is no longer a question of love, you don't need a representative. He is here.
Adula. Oh, Adula. I'm so sorry.
Beverly, my friend. My very dear friend.
You have been listening to The Witness. And here again is your host, Robert Young.
The whole world today poses much the same problem raised by our story. People of different backgrounds, cultures, races, religions must learn to live together in a world that grows smaller as it grows larger. We must learn to be friends and to express fondness and warm regard for each other if that friendship is to be lasting. And isn't the most necessary basis for such friendship an understanding that there is a kind of love people can express for each other if they're honest and humble and sincere? I'd like to thank James Edwards, Virginia Gregg, Ivan Dixon, Janet Waldo, and Lenore Kingston for sharing their talents with us. And thanks to each one of you for being with us.
Transcribed in Hollywood, The Witness is produced by Marjorie Hunt Pearson, directed by Thomas Freeburn Smith, and written by Don Hall. This is Art Gilmore speaking for the Episcopal Church, which presents The Witness. We hope you'll join us again soon for the next Witness.